Mendocino County Remembered. Oral histories collected and published under the auspices of the Mendocino Historical Society for the American Bicentennial in 1976. Read by Linda Pack. Today, from the town of Christine in Anderson Valley, the recollections of Alda Nunn Rooks, born 1899.
My grandparents, Margaret and Sylvester Nunn, came into Anderson Valley in 1857. They left in a covered wagon from Missouri to come here. The Indians were on the warpath down in the level country, so they ended up in Lower Anderson Valley. They took up quite a lot of land. I don't know how much. But when my father was 6 years old, my grandfather, Nunn, and his son-in-law, that's Aunt Dulcina's husband, were having an argument over a fence, and the son-in-law shot him in the hip. Well, a brother that was with my grandfather at the time, he was 14, and he put grandfather on a horse and brought him home. There was an old snag way up. I can ever remember that was where he was shot. That old snag has just fell down. Oh, there were no doctors. Mr. Schwend, a Swiss German in Germany, had been a driver for a doctor, so he come and looked at him and said, "By Jesus, I can cure him." But he had a sawmill down on Mill Creek, so he never came back. No doctor in Anderson Valley. So grandfather died with, I suppose, gangrene. But on his ranch, on the Nunn Ranch, when grandpa passed away, they had a big sale. They had cattle and horses, and they sold everything and left nothing for Grandma Margaret but one horse and one cow. They said there was so much debts to pay, they had to sell all of them. And then for many years, Daddy always took care of Grandma Margaret. Whenever he wanted to find his mother, he said he always went to the garden. There was a vegetable garden. There was a trail to the county road, and on each side was flowers. Flowers everywhere. There's an old black rose and a funny pink rose still growing there. And his nephew, Samuel Gentry, always lived with them for a long time. Now, he was 13 years younger than my father. And one time, Daddy said, "Sam, you wash the dishes." And Sam washed the dishes and smelled something on the back of the stove and poured it out. It was Daddy's sourdough. It had been working for days to get sour. But now, when I was about 7, Mother and Daddy and her sister Aunt Emma and my sister Alma and I made a long journey. Daddy hitched up the surrey with the two workhorses. The first day, we went to Ukiah and stayed all night at my aunt's, Mrs. Donahue's. The next day, we stayed all night in Rattlesnake Mountain. There was no highways, and we had to go way up, around by Harris, up through the mountains. We went up through there the next day to where Aunt Dulcina lived at Bryceland. We stayed there for a few days. It was Aunt Dulcina's first husband that shot my grandfather. He went to San Quentin for it. When she was quite elderly, she came down a year and stayed with my husband and I. And she said, "I cried myself to sleep. I loved him so. But I never went back to him. My family would never have forgiven me." I never heard any of them say anything against her. There's a little hill across the road from the Nunn Ranch. She said, "I used to take my two babies, go up there and sit. The sun looked like blood. I was so wrought up, and I cried myself to sleep." Her sons, one died with pneumonia, and another, a horse swimming, killed him. You've been listening to the recollections of Alda Nunn Rooks. To learn more about Mendocino's rich past, visit any of our county's many excellent museums and historical societies. Go to californiahistoricalsociety.org for a complete listing. Mendocino County Remembered is produced by Mary Eigner and Linda Pack for KZYX and Z.